We've all heard about the importance of innovation in government, but does it sometimes feel like bureaucracy holds innovation back? The Partnership for Public Service hosting an event tonight to examine that very issue. The goal is to teach feds from every level of government how they personally can move things forward. Here to tell us about it is John Palguta. He is the Vice President for Policy at the Partnership. John, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning, Amy and Tom. It's always a pleasure to be here.
And the Partnership organizing this event tonight. Why?
Well, as you implied.
And there goes John.
Oh, my goodness, he's gone. Okay, well, we're talking about, and our producer, Ruben, is going to get him back on the line. We were in the middle of talking with John Palguta, the Vice President for Policy, the Partnership for Public Service. And, John, I don't know what happened there. There's a ghost in the machine. But you were explaining to us about tonight's event regarding innovation and the potential for bureaucracy, a word that nobody really cares for, holding that back.
Yes, indeed. I feel like one of those folks that lost their power. But I'm glad I'm back. As I was saying, people think that innovation in government is an oxymoron, that the terms don't go together. But it actually, there are a lot of folks who are trying very hard to increase the use of innovation in government for public services. Tonight at the Partnership for Public Service from 5 to 7, we're going to have one of the leaders in government innovation, Roger Baker. He is the Assistant Secretary for Information and Technology at the Department of Veterans Affairs. He's going to be having a conversation about what they are doing at VA to increase innovation. That conversation is going to be moderated by another government leader in innovation, Dave McClure, who's the Associate Administrator at the General Services Administration. He has that office with the neat name of Office of Citizen Services and Innovative Technologies. Just to give you a quick idea, Amy and Tom, at VA, one of the things that they're doing to increase innovation, Secretary Shinseki launched the Veterans Health IT Innovation Initiative. It was a competition, basically, for employees to spur VA transformation in IT. So VA government and contract employees submitted ideas, comments and ideas, and they voted on one another's ideas to improve the way VA is using health IT technology, and they selected 100 of those ideas and then invited folks to do full proposals on those. Same thing at the Veterans Benefits Administration. There was a competition to encourage employees to submit ideas on everything from speeding up the processing times for processing disability claims to improving the transparency of the process. And the final selections from those ideas got full funding for project development and execution at the regional office that submitted the idea. And just a shout out to GSA, because they're really trying to help here. The General Services Administration has a online innovation challenge platform that's available to federal agencies at no cost. What GSA is trying to do is to lower the barriers to innovation by helping government agencies make better use of prizes and challenges to solicit from the public and from employees ideas on how to improve government services.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that, John. Is that it seems like contests have really become a tool of choice under the Obama administration to get these ideas out of employees. And can this work, do you think, with small ideas? Because we've been talking about things like health IT. That's a really huge idea that takes, you know, it's a billion-dollar idea. What about the small things that employees might have?
Oh, absolutely, Tom. And I think the idea of competition, I mean, it's kind of the fuel of free enterprise, but it works in government, too. You know, folks get the juices flowing when they have a chance to compete with others to try to get their ideas out there. And it works for little things. I know Transportation Security Agency, for example, in this thing called Idea Factory, has solicited thousands over the last several years of ideas from employees. TSA employees on, you know, small things about, you know, how to better screen passenger carry-ons so that it, you know, it doesn't bog down because they get something unusual, to, you know, I'm sure, you know, major system changes. So, yeah, little things to big things, you know, harnessing the power of employee and public ideas for improvements, I think it's a great way to boost innovation. And I think innovation and government very much not only can go together, they need to go together.
So do you find that these more innovative ideas are top down or bottom up?
I think a lot of them, Amy, are bottom up. You know, and having been at both places in government, at the bottom and as a senior executive, you know, you like to think at the top that you have all the great wisdom. But the fact of the matter is, if you really want to know what's going on in an agency and how to improve things, ask the folks on the line, ask the people doing the work. And, if you create the environment, they will tell you how to make things better, how to improve, service and operations.
And real quick, John, where is the event and what time tonight?
5 to 7, Partnership for Public Service. We're 1100 New York Avenue. I know you've got a link to this on federalnewsradio.com, or you can go to ourpublicservice.org. You know, anybody's welcome to come on by. And again, you know, David McClure from GSA and Roger Baker from VA talking about innovation and government.